The quest for authentic wisdom and world peace. There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Hamlet. You may not cause any kind of harm to the younger generations. Your comfort becomes trouble the moment it erases natural human curiosity, inducing an education, desperation, poverty, fear, hate, and what one madman just referred to as the logical conclusion, war and destruction. In a way, we are not that different from flowers. We need just the right conditions to grow and bloom. Human beings, when kept in a garden of fantasy, become unwell, misguided, confused, angry, depressed, scared, lonely, but also less than they really are. We are each meant to grow all the way up until we become a great being, and fantasies will stop that from happening. And the correct conditions for growing up are those that encourage love of wisdom. Wisdom inherited from clear thinkers and hard-earned by our own adventures and challenges. I suspect it was always about the power of philosophy and clear thinking. Parasites all the way back in ancient Greece knew such a thing would destroy them. They invented and supported gods for the same reason they built the Colosseum. It was already back then an opium of the people. Satiating natural curiosity for the world and universe around us with fantasy that, when questioned, often results in grave punishment goes a long way to corrupt entire humanity, because without authentic questions, there can be no real answers. A real answer is just a new step in a mystery, a higher plateau on an unending quest. A fantasy-based answer is either the end of the road or a dead end. By building a world without roads leading out, we become blind to the reality, gravity, and sanctity of life. Just look how easily you will give up your little ones when a mandatory draft letter arrives. And if you think that will never happen, do you care that the local recruitment office will try to sign up all the high school graduates? Will you just laugh it off as your boy being dumb? Will you encourage them to fight for a god of convenience in a nation? This nation, that nation, but certainly against one corrupted for decades, that you did nothing to hope to repair before it dropped into that war mode. War is not natural. It is not allowed. War is a thing that can only be prevented decades ahead. And how thin are your morals? Thou shalt not kill goes out the window the moment your children are shipped off to war. Long before war, there are many other terrible things happening everywhere. They should not be allowed either. This is why you are not allowed to live a fantasy lifestyle. Why you must become a clear-thinking philosopher and a great being. Please, please. There is no harm in setting off for a lifelong quest for wisdom and enlightenment. Let us not lie to ourselves. Wisdom is the best in us. Please, there is no harm in growing all the way up until the world is represented by leaders that are admired for their wisdom. Go find all the great narrated books at the library. get a tent and a backpack, and section hike the Appalachian Trail. All the interesting parts first. For all the opinions for which we are willing to send our children into war, we neither read and listen to great clear-thinking books, nor really know true adventure. It is out there, in the crucible of great adventure trails like the Appalachian Trail, that we finally make room for authentic learning. There, we get to know the philosophers and adventurers, nature and her beauty, and more importantly, ourselves and the value of life. Without a doubt, your ancient ancestors were great heroes, great adventurers, and great thinkers. All of that is still in you. It is never too late to reawaken the great philosopher and adventurer in you. Go. Go cross the great hiking trails in search for wisdom, transcendence, and enlightenment. It's who you are.